All right, guys, welcome to the Grind Scheme of Things. This is Boo Madu, and I wanted to have this quick conversation with you about these 7 secret Google Calendar hacks that guarantee productivity in 24 hours or less, right? And they can also save you some time, energy, and money. In the next segment, you're going to hear me walk you through what those 7 elements are. But those 7 elements are not exhaustive, right? They're not the only 7 elements of a Google event. But they are essential 7 elements of a Google event that if you put them together the right way, can really alter how you produce, right? And what you create and how much peace of mind you have while you're doing what you need to do. So that being said, dig in, listen in, lean in close, grab a, you know, notepad and just make some notes. But the biggest thing is going to be when you apply the things that I'm sharing with you. I don't go through all 7. I tell you what all 7 are, and I focus in on number 1. Number 1 is probably the biggest part. And so you got to listen to what that number 1 explanation is. So with that, you can then decide whether or not participating in the training, because this is really about you and your immersive experience. If you're not willing to dig in and get involved in your own training, then this won't really work. This would just be me, you know, giving you another TED talk that you don't take any action on, right? So that's all I wanted to say. Enjoy the podcast, and I'll see you on the other side. All right, guys, Boo Madu here with the Grind Scheme of Things. Let's have this very intentional conversation about these secret Google Calendar hacks, these 7 secret Google Calendar hacks that you came to learn more about, right? And see what the hype is. So let me just break something down. So there are 7 elements. When you think about if you're a Google Calendar user or a digital calendar user, you've got some version of these elements, I hope, in your calendar system. But specifically, if you're a Google Calendar user, these are 7 elements of a Google event. So in other words, when you're creating an event, these are 7 things that you encounter in some way, shape, or form. But you might not realize that you are encountering them, right? So it's almost like subconscious that you are setting up your calendar with these 7 elements. Here's what the 7 elements are. But the secret is really inside of how you apply and how you use them and how they work together. So the 7 elements are as follows. So every event in your calendar has a title. It has a style, right? So whether it's an appointment, a task, or an event, right? So those are like 3 categorizations of what's in your calendar, okay? So you got a title. You've got whether it's an event or an appointment, okay? You've got the frequency of that event, right? So you can consider that sort of like a 3rd element. You've got the guests of that event, right? In other words, like who you're inviting to that event. That's an element. You've got, then that's, you know, a 4th element. You've got 5, the location where that event is happening. That's another element. You have the time window that event is happening, right? Whether it's from 4 to 5, or from 4:43 to, you know, 5:13, right? Whatever the window of time is that you want to get specific about, you have an opportunity to do that. And then the biggest thing is actually you have an opportunity to decide whether something is going to be on a particular calendar or not, right? So in other words, it's either going to be like on your work calendar or your personal calendar, or maybe the kids' soccer team calendar or whatever it is, right? That there are multiple calendars you can actually have when you are scheduling yourself, right? Okay, so I just went through really quickly all these 7 things. Now, not every event that you create in your calendar is going to have these 7 elements, right? But in some way, shape, or form, you're at least going to use 4 to 5 of the 7, right? And just so you know, this is not exhaustive. The 7 that I chose and the 7 that are in the training are the 7 elements that if you look at them correctly and you apply yourself to them accurately, they can actually cause a shift in your productivity and in your focus and in your clarity and in your confidence, right? So I'll give you a little bit of a hint of what you can look for or look out for in your own practice of this. So for example, you know, they say don't judge a book by its cover, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, great. Well, just consider that the cover, when it comes to your calendar, is the title of an event, right? So most people don't realize this, but the way that we write things down determines how we approach them, right? If something is written down, if you think about, you know, even the title of a movie, right? Or the title of a book, or even the title of this particular podcast. I use the word secret, yeah, because some of the things that you're going to learn are actually kind of hidden in plain sight, right? If you ever want to keep something a secret, you hide it in plain sight. If you think about the title of something, I could have called this, well, you know, the uneventful Google Calendar hacks that might help you boost your productivity, right? But that has no sex appeal, right? However, the secret, 7 secret Google Calendar hacks that can boost your productivity or guaranteed to boost your productivity in 24 hours or less and help you save some time and money, right? Time, energy, and money. That has a little bit more appeal to it. So now, borrowing from that, think about how things are written in your calendar right now. Just look at how they're titled. Are they titled in a way that's spicy, that's exciting, that's inviting, that gets you just, man, in that mood where you just can't wait to do that thing? I promise you, 80% of the things in your calendar are not titled, written, or noted in a way that gets you excited. That should be a whoa moment for you. And if you don't realize the significance of this, then perhaps you just haven't looked and noticed how your mood is when you're approaching the things in your calendar versus how your mood in approaching things in your calendar could be. Can you imagine going into a marathon or into a race and just being mopey? Like, I got this marathon today. I guess I'll run. Right? No, you are excited if you're thinking about running the marathon. You know, recently in New York City here, a couple weeks ago, when they ran the marathon, oh my gosh, you had people from all walks of life. I heard stories of people flying in, buying their position in the race. I mean, people are paying to run for 4 to 6 hours, guys, or however long it takes them to run this thing. Paying to do it. Because there's something exciting. The New York, just the words, New York City Marathon has a certain magic to it. How about you? In your calendar, are things noted in a way that excite you, the way that someone who looks at their calendar and looks and sees, wow, I'm running the New York City Marathon today, gets excited? If they're not, there's room for growth. Okay? So I'm just going to pause and stop this here, because the other 6 things that I mentioned earlier have very similar aspects to them. The same way that I just kind of gave you a sneak peek into understanding that one of the ways that you're giving your power away to be productive is by not appropriately titling things in your calendar. And there is a way that things can be titled. There's a way that things can be noted in your calendar that actually generates and summons up excitement. Would you agree that, listen, that the mood that you do something in or do something with affects the outcome? Of course, it's energy. And so if things are noted in a way that doesn't summon up the right energy inside of you, it's hard for you to follow through. It's hard for you to stick with it. It's hard for you to be consistent. It's hard for you to persist and be relentless. And that's one of the things that I get into in the training, right? In the 7 secret Google Calendar hacks that are guaranteed to boost your productivity in 24 hours or less. So all that to say, if you're someone who genuinely is concerned and or interested in having the edge that you need or want on your path towards mastery, right? Or towards growth or ascending into whatever the next level is for you, it would really make a difference, I think, and serve you to be able to peel back the curtain and explore these other six. And I'm going to say all seven, because even what I just shared with you a moment ago about how you title an event, right, is part of the secret. So you got to really get your hands dirty with the other, with all seven, right, and see how they work together and see how, if you applied them, your productivity would shift. Okay. All right. So that being said, I want to thank you for tuning in. I know if you felt like I was going to give you a 7-point lecture, listen, I would love to do that. But you know what? Honestly, I would bore you. Okay. I would completely bore you. This stuff is not actually exciting to talk about. It's exciting to execute and apply, right? So if you are one of those people that likes to execute and apply and get your hands dirty on this, grab the link in the description section, head over to the secret seven, the seven secret Google Calendar hacks. Hey, here I am getting tongue twisted about the title of my own training. The seven secret Google Calendar hacks that are guaranteed to boost your productivity in 24 hours or less. All right. So dig into that. And of course, on the other side, I'd love to hear your review of what you thought about it. Okay. Especially those of you who roll your eyes and think you know it all. All right. So, but please help yourself, make that difference for yourself. And I'll talk to you soon. I'll see you guys on the other side. Take care. All right. So you know what to do at this point in time. Just head over to the description section, grab the link and start your training. And when you're done with your training, for those of you who are inspired to do so, definitely leave a review. This is a time for us to really just build a community around the idea that the things that we have in plain sight can really produce or help us be super productive, right? And help us do things that we, you know, normally would neglect doing just because we just take it for granted. So anyway, your review is always welcomed, and head over to the description section and register for your training and take it from there. All right, guys. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll talk to you soon.